Jim Lund, if you would.
I do not have any, I don't have any minutes for the meeting this month. So that'll be next one.
All right.
Our girl's not.
She's on right now. She's got her stuff.
Oh, she's got it. She's got your stuff.
No, she don't. Yeah.
We'll forgive you this one.
Yeah, we'll cover it next month. Fred, would you at least cover the treasury report for us?
All right, you'll see your balance sheet comparison. Very top there, there is under bank accounts, there is a clubhouse addition account. You'll see it's 250. So this is a new checking account for the club. Actually, Karen was there with me the other day when we went in to set it up. It's proceeds of donations from the summer kickoff party. It will be a true checking account. The purpose of that is, of course, for tracking expenses, all deposits and withdrawals for the expansion of the clubhouse. So this is our future. This is our donation and funds accumulation account, but then it will become our construction account.
How much is that?
250 right now. 250. It was the money that was donated at the summer kickoff party. They donated it to start that fund, which is a good thing.
Let's start.
So now we have a fund basically set up to take money for the clubhouse addition.
Our regular checking, $85,649. Our memorial savings account, $2,507. Our road fund, $100,024. Our lake/dredging fund, $15,027. So the odd numbers there at the end is the accumulation of interest. So total in bank accounts, $203,459. Appreciation buildings values has remained consistent, unchanged since previous month. Total buildings, $176,914. No changes since previous meetings in our equipment, improvements, clubhouse, spillway, land, lake-owned lots, so $57,372. Total fixed assets, $79,138. So total assets, $282,597. Liabilities, current liabilities is the Visa card. That $2,400 is the accumulation of sprayer parts, consumables for sprayer, fuel, cat cans, and clubhouse supplies. We'll go in greater detail on the profit loss on that. Long-term liabilities, of course, are at dredge note, $39,829. Total liabilities, $42,238. So total equity, $240,359. There is a back page. And that's our liabilities and equity, $282,597. Profit and loss comparison, assessments that received in May, $375, boat registrations, $80. That's the summer kickoff party, $250. Dues, $5,094. There's some interest income, some late fees received, a caretaker's house, rent for May, clubhouse. Rental for May was $520. So total income for May, $7,194. Expenses, fuel costs were $167. Some cleaning supplies, $39.73. Maintenance says $750, and that $750 includes some new trash cans for the clubhouse, bags, a kid's swing, lines for the clubhouse, and painting supplies. Dredge boat labor, Tim and Jess, I had 2 hours for each of them. That's the $100. Have not paid Jim and I for any of our labor yet. So I'm going to bring that to the next meeting. Interest expense, 151. That's just the interest that we're currently paying, you know, monthly on the large note. Mowing, 1600. It would typically be 800 a month. It just happened that I paid twice in the month of May. Postage, excuse me, office. There's some office supplies. There's some postage and delivery. I got stamps. We got some paper. Professional fees, $295. That includes our $245 to our monthly check to our accountant, and then the $50 for Reese. Road and gravel. We've had quite a bit of oversized muddy purchase, four loads. That was about 1500s. And we've had millings purchased as well. Equipment. We have some summer kickoff party. That's where I put the expense. So that's our in total expenses for summer kickoff was $93. And utilities, $370. So total expenses, $6,900. Net, $294.
So are we a month ahead on the mowing, or are we just overlapped into that month instead of the previous month?
Paid the previous month late in May.
Gotcha.
So the,
makes sense.
That was that first invoice to us, so we kind of received it late. And of course, you see the aging report. The key things to pull out of it are accounts receivable, $21,571 is what I still anticipate getting close to. Now, we have kind of three seriously delinquent. One of them got taken care of entirely in this past month. So, one, I don't think we're going to get paid unless it's at the closing. So it's,
has it sold?
No. Oh. I have no idea what the status of the foreclosure is, other than that public notice that, we saw.
He's still living there. So
and
I thought he was in jail.
He's not living there. He's in a place to make him well.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
His vehicle is still there.
I just seen his truck up
there. Yeah, his truck's been there. It has not moved. Nobody's living in it. He is, they put him somewhere.
So the advice of the attorney is that you could spend a lot of money trying to file our lien, and our lien maximum is like $120 for the assessments. So the thing to probably do, and I'd encourage the board, is to communicate with any new buyers at closing that, hey, there are these existing dues and assessments. And try to work that. We don't have much leverage, but
keep our ear on it, and then we can usually
who title
companies.
Who do Knights of Norman work for? Because
Charles Mills.
Because they just did it for us automatically.
Mm-hmm. They do pretty good. Tallgrass has been on it too, but they just got to know about it.
We'll talk to the title company when and if that time comes. And the other serious one, my neighbor. I'm sending a certified letter tomorrow as well. Any questions on any of the treasurer's reports?
I didn't hear it on camera.
We have filed liens previously. It's hard to really get your money back sometimes.
When the place is sold eventually, is that when we had a possibility of reusing that?
We got our money back on a previous sale. I hope you're careful and protect.
I'm hearing that this Ross is probably in jail or something, and he's behind on his deal. So we need to, and he's behind on his payment. We need to get some out on that house.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying you can spend $100 and get $1
right.
back.
or spend maybe $500 to $1,000 and for $1,100 lien. It's kind of like, you know, is it worth spending the money on?
Because of the way our bylaws, our covenants read, we can only get our assessments, and the assessments are basically nothing. So if you spend all this money on attorney's fees, you don't have any teeth because of the covenants, and we can't change the covenants. We have to have 100% approval.
However, most courts will honor the way our stuff is structured, just because it's all given to you when you buy property here, and everybody's aware how it works. So most courts will honor it. It's just that there's just no guarantees.
The court honored it fully last night.
Bob Snyder and I mowed it today.
Oh, okay.
We also mowed the one out in front of Ashley's house.
It's a doctor.
He never comes down and does anything.
He needs to be sent a letter. Send him a bill.
Well, we're on to that subject. There's also another place over there that's kind of abandoned pretty much.
Let's try and stay in order. It's going to be harder for me to write notes. We're in the treasurer's report.
We'll have some new business we can come up to here, and we can discuss some of that. Absolutely.
Entertain the reports and filing reports for audit.
Yeah, I just need to know. Very good. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. So you got some stuff you want to add, Moni? I'll put it here under our new business. And we'll have time, you know, if anybody wants to bring anything else up, please do. Just touch real quick on a couple things. Summer kickoff party, thought it was a big success, had a really good turnout, good crowd. We've already mentioned that we started a clubhouse fund with the proceeds from that, so we've got $250 in our till to go towards building onto the clubhouse. So hopefully over the next year we'll be able to come up with some more activities and help raise more money for that. Anything anybody wants to add to the summer kickoff party?
It was great.
Yeah, that was a fun time. The dam outlet tube, it's done. Buyers come out, they fixed it up. That's I think good. They did it in a day. It looks good. It's simple. And it costs us $3,000 to the penny. So we got the bill for that.
Check.
So that's a nice piece off of our plate that we don't have to worry about anymore. Covenants and bylaws update. I think we've kind of already discussed it, but they've already been dropped off at the attorney. And
Karen, do you want to talk about it?
it's done. Yeah. Whoever we need to make mental notes for the next 25 years, I don't know if
we're going to hang a sign up in here.
The one thing is when you file them with the court or the
Registered deeds,
you get charged per sheet.
Right.
So we need to come up with a better signature way so we have less sheets.
Oh, you're kidding me. For every one of the, we had to file every one of those sheets?
And we get charged to file that. Oh, wow. Every sheet. Every signature sheet.
How much was that? Well, it was like
$1,100. Because they said we could try to get, but as hard as we got, had to get the 68 we had.
Right.
To get them all notarized.
Well, it's once every 25 years. So, I mean,
but it needs to be a mental note, and maybe the president's.
Something we're going to have to sign up in here, a time capsule.
That was the only thing that out of it that I felt that.
48? They'll have
to do it again.
The 100th celebration, they're going to have to redo the covenants again. But
that was the only.
I don't know if I'll still be around or not.
Catch, I think, that we had, and then when
sure,
we get
I'll be 97.
Rules and regulations done, the rest of you will take them up.
I'm older than you.
Well, we're done with that. That was another big deal.
That's a done deal.
Thanks, everybody, for your help on that.
Do we want to try and schedule a work session the rules and regs in July to do it? I'm gone the 8th through the 15th. If we did it on a Tuesday, that means the 18th and the 25th of July. Or either of those days, 18th.
I'll be gone on the week of the 18th.
How about the 25th?
Actually, I'll be gone both of those weeks. But don't schedule it around me. You guys schedule it, and if I can, I'll do my best to be here if I can, and if not, you guys just have to run with it.
I'm going to get in the right month. I'm like, wait a minute. What did you say, the 18th of July?
Looking at July, and I'm looking down Tuesdays, and the 18th and the 25th are the last two Tuesdays in July.
Does it have to be on a Tuesday?
No. Is there a better day?
Well, I know Dave sometimes likes to get on the road on Monday.
I'm okay. Don't schedule it around me. I know Jim's Monday nights are, is it every
Monday night? Yeah.
Is it every week? Monday
night. Every week.
So just avoid Monday nights.
We were on Thursdays and we'll move back to Tuesdays.
Well, what about the 27th?
And this is just a work session.
So it's not non-voting, just grind on the rules.
It'd be right before the next meeting, that wouldn't be a bad deal.
The July 27th, I'm open.
Sounds good. I'll
put it on there.
July 27th, 6:30 still?
Yeah. All right. Very good. Insurance update. I think last I heard, she's going to come next meeting is the plan.
Would Rita or Karen like to talk about, or we met and then?
And Rita, I'll let you take it.
It's Karen. we had a meeting and discussed it, and we went ahead and renewed because we had to. But you can always prorate your money back if you find. So we are going to get some other quotes for insurance. The thing I noticed on what Brent had was her umbrella policy was extremely expensive. I mean, I had my own business and I had a large umbrella policy and paid a fraction. So I think that in itself, we need to do some shopping. So.
Because you can get the umbrella policy.
You can get an umbrella policy from anyone.
Yeah.
So.
On a lake?
Huh?
On a lake?
It's a liability policy.
Yeah. And I think that was the dam part of it. And the type of the lake, being in the lake community, I'm sure is probably what's playing into that. So, but we haven't got any comparisons. So
but I was doing food. And that is a high liability. So, I mean, I think you can find.
Yeah, I think it's worth our time to shop around on the whole deal, basically. Just I don't know that we have in 20 years.
I don't think it has been. So.
But anyway, she'll be here at the July meeting.
And that way, when she is coming, we've asked for her to give us a hard policy, a hard copy. And that way, when we do go shopping, we will be able to compare apples to apples, and we want exactly what we have, or we don't want to do it because we know what we need.
Right. Yeah, good. Anything else on that? Pretty much table till next month.
Mm-hmm.
Not insurance, water testing results. I know we already kind of talked about this a little bit.
In your packet, you've probably already seen it as board perhaps via email, but if you haven't, there's a hard copy. This is probably one of the more comprehensive tests that we've ever done. It was the best one that I could find. It goes over all the metals. Of course, we were looking for things like nitrates and phosphorus, and we turned out pretty good on it. If there's anything that looked a little off, it's that our fluoride might be high. So please have a chance to look through. Not shown on it are the bacteria results. Tom did those, and they're basically a color code that you put the water on it and right then and there. And he actually did not get any positive results for bacteria. He did it here at the swim area, and this was before that Tuesday rain that we got.
The big water.
Mm-hmm. So very pleased with this. I don't know, is this something we want to post on our website or
It's really not a good summary, is there? No. It's just a bunch of numbers and stuff. Unless you're a scientist, I don't know if you'd understand. I don't understand it. So.
You got numbers that are supposed to be
that's probably what would make a difference. Red,
when light, green, when light. I hit print, the color didn't print, but it's in your email.
No worries. So you guys, if you want to post it. So
Jim should already
post
have
it on the website. Yeah. Perfect. All right.
It's more of a drinking water test.
It is. That's what it looks like, and we're not looking for. So it's good. We're passing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, next thing we had was just kind of an update on the shed cleanup.
Dane's not here, so he kind of wanted me to.
All right, and then I think there's a contract that he kind of had drawn up.
This is what we took, or he took, had me, I guess. I'm his little mini. This is the original Lake Elbow rental property. The only thing we took out was anything where it said inside storage rental. So this was original. We got them from Bob and Nancy, the original. I just took out any inside storage and put it strictly outside storage. And then the price per trailer, it's $100 a year. And if you have another trailer, it's an additional $50. And we kicked it around and kicked it around with Brent and everybody. And it should be ready. We're looking at mid-August, end of July, mid-August or whatever. I can't remember what Dean said, actually.
He wanted it due by September.
Yeah, he wanted it for sure by September. So I'm going to pass this little sticker around. He ordered these, and they're good for 3 years. We thought we could put these on the trailer. Like, these would be on my two trailers we're going to put up there. If it's September, we would mark September and 20 and the three. So then that way we know that person has paid. And we talked about them billing it out. Then we talked to Brent. We want to put it on the yearly billing, right? Is that what?
Actually Dave's suggestion.
Yeah, on the.
It could be added into QuickBooks and included with the regular
billing,
annual billing.
But we would prorate from September to December. So if this passes, Dean wants to put his trailers up there. He figured he'd build the contract out. I would pay $49.98 for 2023 from September to December. And then in January, Brent would put it on the bill, our bill, and Dean and Brent will work together. So Dean knows the only thing they have to work out is who's paid. So if they haven't paid, then Dean can go talk to the people and say, either pay or move your trailer. Because right now we have up to 7 people that I think that want the park set up there. So we're looking at a good $700 income a year from the shed.
What about the additional? But it seems to me they're all every trailer's worth $100.
We just figured, you know, if you wanted more, you know.
I guess if you remember, we're cutting you a break on your second trailer for half price.
But we're all members.
Well, yeah, I know. You have to be a member, but
you'd probably pay.
Yeah, you pay $50 for each trailer. You pay $100 for the first and anything else you park up there. If, say, Don and Rita have their two trailers. Say they have two trailers and they want to put their big boat up there too. You know, because it has to be, you can put.
How many lots do we have?
Well.
I think it's $100 a deal.
That's the way I think, because we are limited on our space.
All right.
It's what the board decides. Because that's kind of how the old one read. They got a discount for the. They had more up there. It was just kind of to keep it out of.
The way it was before was that anything outside was free, and the only thing we paid for was inside, and almost didn't let anything be rented inside. So
I had a chance to read this thoroughly. Dean sat me down and made me read it. It's just they used old contracts language. It's very thorough. Yeah. I mean, I would accept. I could go either way on this second trailer.
$100.
I guess we're not trying to sell a bunch of lots because, like you say, we are that it's finite. More could be added later, but it's expensive. You know, we paid a lot for that rock and then.
So if you're saying some people can get $100 for the first, and then you have second or third or however many, you said you mentioned something about there's seven people that are interested in it. Say you only have 12 spots, then you're eliminating a lot of people already that may have something they want to park there.
We would have had more, but they were stopped because people were complaining they were having too many trees down. So we had to limit our space and to see how many people would be interested to start with. We could we could go further. Or I don't know which way that way is, but
I understand. What I was trying to say was if there's more of a demand, you should only get one spot and let other people.
Well, how it's set though is if I put one up there and it's deep, I put one up there and my spot's a deep one, and you come and put a trailer in front of mine, I'm going to have to call you to say, can you come move your trailer so I can get mine out? Because we don't want, I don't want
to
be.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm trying to say.
Are you suggesting to stick to the $100 per trailer? Or are you suggesting limit only one trailer per person?
So
right, and then later if
each
we have
each person gets one and then go to
each person gets one. Okay, I understand.
Then
okay.
You can get
a I understand what you're saying.
I hope that we have the problem.
I hope we have that problem.
We have the problem where there's more demand than there is.
Yeah, I would support the $100 per trailer.
I would too.
Okay. If you had to do, you know,
motion to approve as amended with $100 for any subsequent
per slot, basically.
I second that.
And there is no indoor spot.
No indoor spot.
Can you vote on it?
Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye. Everybody's vote should stay on that trailer.
Well, and I just wanted to double check, and we have a clause in here that basically states about the responsibility. There's certain things you may not want to keep up there. Right. I mean, we haven't had trouble for some time, but there was a period of time where we were having windows, you know, camper windows shot up, BB guns, and things like that. So, okay, very good. Well,
so
I appreciate
you guys
agree on
that it's $100 per trailer, no matter what. Okay.
Perfect.
Change.
All right. Anything else on that? Any equipment update this month?
Nothing substantial.
All right. Perfect. Move on to new business. And first thing we have is a clubhouse manager or slash committee. I mean, I've heard a couple different conversations around that. I know we had multiple people interested. So.
Well, I would perhaps take the opportunity to present an idea to the board. I've had a chance to probably talk to a lot of the board on a one-on-one basis, but the idea of a team and to have a coordinator and then to have people who are interested in the cleaning. Coordinator essentially unpaid. The cleaners paid the $30. And so someone very similar to the clubhouse manager, their coordinator is contacted. That person receives the rent and deposit, books it in the Facebook schedule, and then coordinates on their one of a number of people, you know, hey, it's this person's turn, or let's see who is available on such and such date, and then arranges a cleaner for that day, and then the cleaner is paid.
I've been taking care kind of every 3 days I've been cleaning the outdoor bathroom. We rented it, the clubhouse, twice. This weekend was the first with nobody paying nobody to clean, doing nothing. Dave had it on Saturday. He cleaned it. It was good. I come down Monday, checked, did the bathroom, you know, checked the trash, walked in here. It was clean. I guess what I'm asking is, what are we paying the people to clean, and when are we paying them to clean? Because if we're renting the clubhouse And part of the rental of that clubhouse, they have to dump the trash, sweep and mop, clean all the counters, clean the bathroom. Then why are we paying somebody else to come in and clean it again?
I think.
I guess that I'm just asking.
It's a good question. I mean, you're in a valid question, and I've thought about it myself. But I think the main thing is to make sure that it's ready for the people that are renting it. And that could be everything from making sure there's a trash can or trash bags, toilet paper in the bathroom, paper towels, you know, the extra stuff stocked up, ready to go. Because like when we're done, we clean, we swept, mop, took the trash out, but I didn't go get more toilet paper or put in the bathroom or paper towels. So I think it's that. It's kind of a safety net too. It's just that if the people before didn't clean it, that we've got somebody to clean it.
Well, I just
because in the past that's been an issue. But most of the time, people do a pretty good job with it. But I just think if we don't have somebody in that spot, then it's going to be somebody's going to get stuck doing it. And
to answer like in the last year while I have been treasurer. I just paid Tammy when she said, you know, I knew when I had received something, and I paid her. And I paid her basically that $30 after the cleaning.
So the $130 for the rental is really a $100 rental and $30 cleaning fee. I mean, it's really being paid in the rent already. But I mean, you bring up a good question. You really do.
I think a lot of it was the management also.
That was
taking care of it and following through. So if the place isn't clean, and part of it was maybe to polish it, is probably a better word to say, should already be fairly clean. But if there's cleaning that needs to be done, that comes out of the deposit,
right,
or whatever. You know what I mean? So
I understand that, but I was just asking a general question.
Like before, it was more about,
because when I came in and checked it Monday, you know, and let Brent know, yeah, everything's clean, give him back his deposit, you know.
We're kind of in a unique situation in the fact that we actually have multiple people want to volunteer to help with it, when in the past it was very tough to get anybody to do it. So we're pretty fortunate with that.
I agree with that, but at the same time, you don't want to get too many people involved. A coordinator and a cleaner, I think, is all you really need. I don't think you need
cleaners, so if one couldn't do it, then
I mean, we got big people on vacation or people out of town or people get sick or whatever. I mean I like the idea of having some backup.
Yeah. I just asked a question. I just wanted to know, so that answered my question.
Good question.
So some of the names that people approached me, Amanda, my wife, was interested in the coordinator. That's her idea. Ann Mitchell approached me via Facebook and said that she'd like to participate in a way, but did not want to be the coordinator. Availability was something of an issue. Spencer Slocum had expressed interest. He would be happy with the cleaner part of things. And then I reached out to Wendy. And Wendy had thought that we were already doing the team aspect, but she was still interested in helping. Not so much interested in being the coordinator. So those are the four names of people that I've connected with.
Who appear tonight?
Amanda and Wendy are the only ones that came.
Oh, hi, Wendy. I didn't know you were here. Maybe we should let the ladies speak for themselves.
I think they would make a great team.
I only said, if you need me, I can do it. Don't need me, that's just fine.
I mean, to me, the obvious
solution would be
to have Amanda and Wendy partner on it. And then if we need additional people, we've got a lot of people that have shared interest that we can reach out to.
If Pam would like to do it, or Spencer would like to do it, Wendy can't, then she knows then it's back up to call and see how it goes. I agree with that,
With Pam's help, her availability may not be.
Right. Well, I kind of want to abstain as a spouse, but let's have a motion, perhaps.
I'm going to ask for somebody to make a motion.
I move that we hire Amanda as a coordinator and Wendy as a cleaner and a backup to be called when needed.
Everybody in favor of that?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, girls. Appreciate it. Like I said, sometimes it's been really hard to find somebody, and to have multiple people wanting to help out is a blessing in my mind. So Brent had proposed a possible work day, a road work day in August, specifically on roads. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
As briefly as possible, the 12th of August is a Saturday. It's a little bit before school, and it's getting hot, and I'd like to, with the board's permission, though, because there will be expenses, I want to focus on cold patch and that tar stuff, but I want to do as much roads as a couple of crews can do.
And use up the rest of the millings probably or whatever. So yeah. Crack seal, tar for crack seal. And
is there any millings left?
We just got another load, so we had it for the summer.
There's a full load down below the dam. There's a partial load left still up at the shop. So we used up the rest.
I think Don spread the rest of that up at the shop.
Oh, good. Probably time to start tailgating.
I was up there and Brett was sweating some. So
yeah, they were both.
I don't think there's anything we have to vote on or even make a motion on. If you want to schedule it, the main thing, I'll try to help get the word out best we can and hopefully get you some volunteer help to help get a few people together.
I'll put something on our Facebook then. Yep. I'm not going to spend anything yet on it, but in August, we'll anticipate.
I'd make sure I had a crew first.
Right. Right. I think there will be. There have been people talk about it.
Okay. Upcoming community events. I just threw that in there because we're kind of midway through the year. We've got things like Halloween, turkey shoot, all that stuff that's going to come sneaking up on us. Not that we have to get it all scheduled and figured out tonight, but I wanted to throw that in there. Maybe another summer party of some sort. We were doing pretty good there about doing like the first Friday of the month for a little clubhouse event. This year we're going to have Fourth of July that week. So
I think Ashley wants to do the luau again.
Did we already have dates or anything?
No,
it's usually in August.
August.
I'm not sure you should commit to Ashley.
No, she talked to me the other day.
Okay.
A drop deal on Thursday might be a good idea.
Well, that's a good idea, Randy.
What's
that? Drops on the Thursday.
And the Thursday deal has been going over pretty big. Yeah, I've only been able to come down once because I've been sick, but that was a good time. And every time I come by, it looks busy, so that's good to see.
Last week wasn't
and maybe
so
that,
much.
And maybe that takes place of that first Friday of the month deal is every Thursday. I just threw that in there just to open some discussion. Brandon also mentioned something about an appreciation dinner for some of the cleanup stuff.
Well, Bob had mentioned that there was no chicken at the end of the last cleanup. It really gave me a good hard time about it. There was no chicken. And so someone else had a good idea to have an appreciation dinner, and perhaps maybe we'll have chicken at the end of the road day or something.
There is a good place for chicken. Down here, if you pre-order, they'll get it ready and hot, and they don't do it on Sundays, but their chicken's good.
Recommendations. It'd just be kind of nice to do something, because that was a big day where everybody came together and cleaned up, and some kind of appreciation for that. Not to name names or anything like that, but just to, as a thank you. Maybe we could do it in August or something.
Give Bob a three-finger discount.
That's not a good idea.
Might be a little too early. Well, I'll table all that then, and thinking about that.
I didn't know if anybody was interested in a pit master.
We haven't had that this year yet, have we?
We used to do it the first of May, or for Memorial Day. Well, we did the kickoff, summer kickoff. We just felt two in the same month was going to be good. Well, we let Tracy do this on.
I don't know if there's interest.
I think you've had great turnout for it.
Well, I guess we can put it on there and see if anybody's interested.
If anybody's interested.
I'm in.
maybe a fall deal. We tie it into a tailgate party and just maybe like
September.
There happens to be a K-State game on that day or something.
Well, if there's a K-State game, I'm not going to be here. Not happening.
Yeah.
An away game, maybe, yeah, but.
I was looking at their schedule, trying to figure out a day for work for fall work day, and I couldn't hardly figure their schedule out. It looks like they're playing down there every week.
I know.
But next month we'll probably start on that.
Be kind of fun at work day if everybody put their meat on, and when the meat, you know, at the end after work day, then we all.
Yeah, but they all have to watch their meat, you know. Then we have no workers. Not a good idea, Carol.
You can't cheat because it said no barbecue sauce, no maple.
And they're all self-marinating.
Yeah. And there's not enough marinating going on.
Yeah, we'll table that. We'll go ahead and move on to other business. The first thing I had was I'd added earlier to the grant and brought up about getting a load of sand for the beach.
I just like to have the beach beautiful the 4th of July and a load of sand, especially get some on this south side where the roots are starting to come up. If it'd be all right to get a load of sand.
Well, you're talking dollar-wise.
Oh, it's about $350 for 18, 20 tons.
So, I say we go ahead and get some sand down.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, perfect. 4th of July, well, Moni, you mentioned something about the
lawn mowing.
What was that?
Lawn mowing.
Oh. Well, when they were talking about mowing places, there's a house over here on the east side that's kind of just been abandoned.
About Rogers?
And it hasn't been mowed in a couple of years.
I
just feel like it's.
I keep thinking I'll get the opportunity to talk, to have actually have a talk with him or see him where I can just ask him what his plans are, but I haven't, you know. I suppose, you know.
A letter?
Yeah.
Or sign a printer.
Probably send him a letter and ask him either to come to the next meeting or report back to the board on what his plans are with that place, because I've heard it, you know, half a dozen times from half a dozen different people.
When he moved out and bought his brother's house, he just moved out.
I was talking to Mark Fletcher this morning and asked him if he was going to mow that over there. And he said, well, I already mowed a part of it. And he had said that there's been a few people that offered to buy it. Now what happened with that?
I'll try to get a hold of Roger myself and talk to him. I mean, I've known Roger my whole life. I'll just flat ask him, you know, what his plans are, let him know it's starting to become an issue and it's coming up, and that if he needs to address it or it's going to be probably addressed. So I'll mention it to him.
Talking first, followed perhaps by a letter.
Yeah.
Then are you on the hook for the letter?
Yeah.
Right. I'll keep you posted. I'll try to do it before the next meeting if I get a
chance.
I have
a question for the board when everybody else has been, so if they're all done with the mowing.
We got that part we do. We need to get on to the 4th of July stuff. Do you want to?
No, I can do it after.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure I write your name down so I'll get you. All right, so 4th of July stuff, celebration, donation envelopes. I talked to you guys briefly the other day. We've got a letter I think I see drafted here. We're going to actually mail this out to all members, is that right? With a return envelope, asking for donations for the fireworks, which is great. I think that's always done us well. And then I'll also, you know, there'll be a series of stuff going on the, it's right on the back of the schedule. Okay.
Yes.
The schedule did change just a little bit today.
Yeah, it was just real tentative. I just.
You did good, Jim.
Yeah.
This looks good.
Well, it needs to be edited. It's not done.
Yeah,
it is not done.
Well, I see that. There's some formatting. Yeah. I know a good editor. And
okay.
I was on the hook for Karen and Rita to have addresses, return envelopes, etc. And I'll work with an editor to format this existing. So. There will be a final sent out probably tomorrow because the deadline we wanted to have it.
By Thursday.
I didn't have it on my list, Jim, but fireworks, how are we doing?
Huh? Not the second yet. We're shooting on the first.
No, the second would be the day late.
No, we're good. We're in good shape. Yeah, and we're good.
Do we owe you money? I mean,
I Brent and I are working it out.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. All right.
And is then, the bunker approved yet?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yep. Not full, but yeah.
It's so you're going to use it?
Yeah. Probably the 13th. Probably.
No trips back and forth if it rains.
What? Yeah. What? Nope, no trip. There'll never be a trip back and forth.
Oh,
we're shooting every time. Yeah.
I had a note on here on committee report out, and that was basically from the group. You guys, I know you've got a lot of different things going on, and I just wanted to give you guys time to update us on everything. I mean, from the band to a couple different things.
I did respond on orders. Hopefully we'll get them the last week. She was not definite depending on how everything gets shipped and stuff, but would like to maybe use the clubhouse. We'll bag everything, have slips. People can come and pay and pick them up. Maybe once it gets closer, we'll put out like maybe 3 nights, 6 to 8 or something. And then any orders we didn't get, you know, we could deliver or meet them here Saturday morning, day of, but put that out. Just want to know if the board wants to okay to buy extra things. We do have those flags, small and large, for the day of. We will have a few extra tumblers because we had to buy 36 of each color. And we sold, I think we sold 21 so far. Koozies, we're going to get 100 because of price break, and we sold 45. But Nancy Gorman offered to go around on a golf cart and sell whatever we had extra.
I probably need one of them tumblers.
The koozies were cheap, you know, they're $5, but you know, and Nancy's like, well, I'll throw in a koozie if they buy a tumbler, you know. So, I mean, I think we can get rid of, don't have that much extra, but I'm just, do we want to get some medium, large, and extra large t-shirts?
That's the number one seller.
For the day of, yeah.
I'd like to see us have extra.
I just think because it's the 75th, it'd be important to have some available.
I don't know what that number is, but I'd like us to have extra.
Usually when you date someone, it doesn't work in connection, but this is the 75th.
Yes.
So they'll buy the 75th 3 years from now.
So
if the board is ready to place their order, I have the order form right here because tomorrow we're going to be in.
We're going to get a dozen of each or more than that.
I wouldn't get much more than 12 each.
Yeah, 12 each.
Maybe a dozen mediums, 2 dozen large. And
well, keep in mind, a lot of them, everybody here is pretty much pre-order. Do you guys know kind of about how many shirts you've sold already?
Out of town,
this ballpark, you don't have to get exact.
Yes.
12, if you do 10 medium, 10 large, and 10 extra large.
We have about $5,375 in sales. And that is about what you guys are placing.
That's not our cut. That's not our cut.
That's total.
Yeah, we don't
know. That's so good, though. You guys did a good job with it.
What makes sense? I mean, it doesn't.
Well, how about the breakdown on the medium, large, and or on your t-shirts? What, so we could get a ratio?
Just do t-shirts.
The best sellers that they've already ordered.
The best sellers for t-shirts.
Yeah, the ones that size, those are the ones we need to get the most of.
The bigger sizes seem to be what was sold the most. So I have that breakdown. Are you wanting just t-shirts?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Oh. All right. So t-shirts. We sold 13 medium. We have sold 17 large. 39 extra large.
That was the number one seller.
Yeah, 39.
So then if you were to order.
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So I have 11 2XL. And then a 3XL and 1 4XL. So I didn't know if you wanted to get into those larger sizes.
They're extra money, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Maybe large, extra large, 2XL. Just those three sizes, maybe? I mean, what do you guys think?
Still saying you buy some mediums because you're going to have some.
You have some people that are not going to.
We can buy, we don't have to buy like 12. We can buy a minimum, whatever.
Because
like
they are 6, 12,
and 12.
Yeah, you can buy whatever.
Whatever you want.
I like 6, 12, and 12. Or
6 medium, 12 large. 12 large.
Six
medium, 12 large, 12 extra large.
And then
6, 2X.
Three dozen.
Tumblers. You got one
of She's got extra
she's
tumblers.
Got, she's got extra tumblers and extra koozies. I was going to say.
I have, what did I tell you, 11?
Nine large and 11 small, I think. Yes, I just need one.
Put me down for 2 smalls.
11 small and 6 big ones.
I've already ordered.
The yellow ones, Moni. The old yellow ones.
I'm going to need one for the club. I got a new Kansas flag.
I was going to bring it.
I know. I've been tasked to do it, but I'll catch you this weekend. I got the Kansas flag.
So, Randy, you still want two small?
Yep.
So extras of the flags are
we? I was going to say, I think those flags are the 75th. Are pretty
I can
nice.
Tell you, we have sold a lot of flags. We have sold 18 of the small flags. And 16 of the large flags.
And wow. If you would put me down, did I order a large flag? I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I've gone over it so many times. Okay. I don't know.
I just want to be sure I get one.
Yeah.
6 and 6.
Sure. How many of the blue roses?
Oh, that's another question. I have sold 9 history books. Do you want to have some on hand? And that brings me to another thing I have, Jeff.
Did we get a price on those? We're selling the history books. You're selling them for $25?
I'm selling them for $25 because our cost is $20.
How updated are they? To what year?
They're going to be the ones that you have.
We have already?
It's what you have already, there are 171 pages. And we figured it out last night, and he's giving you a pretty good deal.
Is that through Rick? Through
it's Rick Reed, yes.
That was a 20 minimum.
Yeah, I think we should order 20. I mean, you already got.
You've sold 16?
Sold 9.
9. And you have a 20 minimum?
I don't have a minimum.
Oh.
I'm going to go for price. He said it takes 20. I want to do a minimum of 20.
I'd say,
That's enough.
Yeah. 20 total.
So
well, the other thing, we're talking about putting because that only goes 50 years, and we're already at 75.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of members that have new, and we're talking about making an addendum to it to add, we'll probably get a committee and do it. Take pictures, everybody send a picture of your group, kids, so we know who the kids are out here and, kind of.
Do we have time to do that, though, before? That's great, I think.
And the people that already own the book, all they got to do is buy it.
Yeah,
man. Right into this.
Gotcha.
And if you already own the book, then you just buy the update.
Yeah.
People that want them, okay. They're on.
I like that. So for just this right now, we'll just do the 20, and yeah. That'll cover what you sold.
You went 20 in addition to the 9 I've already
sold?
Total 20.
Okay. Yeah, because Russ said he had a 20 minimum.
We're on new business, all right.
Let's just make sure we got everything here covered first before we get too carried away. She had one.
Okay, so let me.
Jeanette had one other thing here.
Did we decide on if we're going to buy any of the flags?
Yeah.
No. Oh, we did 6 and 6.
Okay, sorry.
Six,
yeah. I meant
6 small flags.
And 6 large ones, yeah.
All right, 6 small. And my next question is, did you want to order any tanks?
No.
I don't think so. People pre-ordered. They had a chance to pre-order.
Yeah. Evidently, they weren't.
All right. Advisors?
No, I think we're good.
How many extra koozies do you have?
We have a lot of extra.
Those will sell. Those will sell pretty well.
All right, so I want to make sure that I have your order. It is, you have 6 t-shirts, size medium, 12 large t-shirts, 12 extra large t-shirts, six 2X for large, whatever I have figured out, whatever the remainder of the history books to make 20. Six small flags and six large flags. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's great. Thank you.
Excuse me,
Yeah, that's what we were planning on doing in this song.
Profit is not a four.
Three for, you know, when we got down to it, three
89 cents, some for five times.
89 cents.
For profit margin, profit margin.
Okay, Russ, if you'll sell them at your car dealership.
Jim, add this to the agenda that you guys are putting out. I wrote you a little sticky note.
Okay.
All right, that's our schedule and stuff that needs to be put out there.
Okay. I'm Dave's doing the schedule.
All right.
Agenda?
Yep.
The schedule.
This food menu, do we want to post that? Does anybody have that like in a PDF or electronic version? You just email to me?
Well, we need to make a decision because he
doesn't want to do all three menus. We got to
just one.
Two of the three.
Oh. Two of the three?
Two of the three.
Whatever you guys.
I would say
the menu two would be kid friendly.
Yeah.
So we need to think of that.
Maybe cut out one because he's gonna put pulled pork on the mac and cheese.
Right.
And so maybe none of one and maybe add potato salad instead of the red, white, and blue salad.
Yeah.
Because there's a taco salad down below.
Yeah.
So two and three.
We have to have to change that Texas mac and cheese to elbow mac. I don't know what he was saying.
Whatever you guys come up with.
I think you're right on. I would change it that way. Yeah.
Okay, so do we have an agenda for that day?
We have it right here. We have the band on here from 6 to 10. Betty Cash, that's a tennis court. All are welcome. The food truck, we'll make sure we post with the menu.
So we're doing six or two and three on the food truck?
Yeah.
Four decisions, serving snow cones and adult beverage from us 11.
So you want, my question is going to be, what time do you want the food truck to start? And when do you want the finish?
She has 11 o'clock a.m. here, and I don't, it's whatever they want to do, really.
Yeah. 11 to 7.
Probably would be sufficient.
Once the van starts and not tell you to sit here till midnight.
And there's two different vehicles. There's a boot wagon, which he sells beer. And then there's another wagon that sells drink.
Wow. Are they together?
Oh, you're bringing in the
four decisions.
The one we four decisions.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah. They're not tied together.
That's what's that was a big made all night long.
Right. Right.
And I believe the snow goes after the fish are for the kids.
Right.
We have a banner coming for in front of the thing. And we're gonna light up the dinner for.
We have a 5K in the morning. Ben Sigel said he would kind of time it. We would have like the beginning finish line at 7 this early in the morning.
I think it'd be a good idea.
You want to organize it? Yeah. Sure.
That's what she's offering to do, I think.
Yeah, I'm offering to organize all that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I have enough time to get in shape.
As long as I don't have to run.
I'm not even thinking about it, Randy.
Can you use the golf cart?
Can we use the golf cart? No.
I'm on.
I can run fast to the golf cart.
You might want to get with Dave for information so that if it's to be added to the schedule, he has all the information he needs.
Well, I've got like two slots. What I was going to do is I got the time scheduled events, and then I thought right here at the bottom I put the Mr. K's food truck from 11 to 7. And is it the clubhouse? It'll be right out here, right?
Yes.
And then the poor decisions, snow cones and adult beverages, 11 a.m. to ?
Yes, I thought that she had told me that she was staying all day, but they're going to be parked somewhere around.
We can adjust it if we need to. But I want to try to get this done and posted so that here in the next couple of days.
And then we want to be sure
we need it by Thursday for sure.
That day, because we are going to be featuring Lake Elba.
It'll be open.
It's got a time.
It can be open.
Yeah. It can change.
The clubhouse, it'll be open.
Right.
That day, you guys can use it.
That's the limit.
I think I got everything I need there. You said something we need it by Thursday.
We want to put it on the back of the.
But days, it can change.
I can change it tonight.
Yeah, and then send it to Brian.
Just to be a rough draft.
Because you got all the stuff to make the.
Right.
Right.
And then you're going to materials. And you're going to give it to us so we can stop them.
Because
I have to get appointment at 10.
I have an appointment.
Appreciate everybody's help on everything. I mean, everybody's done a really nice job.
Very top. If they're doing this 5K, catch her for details about it.
Do you have a start time?
7:00.
Yeah.
Would it be okay to do that at night?
Well, the fish and derby is at 10, right?
Yeah.
No, fish and derby.
No, it's at 8:30.
Let me talk through this. So 7 a.m. and what do you want to call it?
It's almost fire.
After 5K. Whoa. Wow. Wow. Yeah. That was just right off the top of her head.
Yeah. This might start a tradition.
Whoa.
Firecracker 5K. I like it. 7 a.m. and just at the clubhouse?
Meet at the clubhouse?
Yeah, meet at the flagpole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meet at the flagpole.
You know, we have measured it before, and if you do the rabbit trail going this way across the dam and do that move, it's like a 5K.
It's all on our road.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Russ, real quick. You have a question?
Yeah.
He's still working on it. He's got more.
Numbers on the back and all that.
Sponsored by Briggs Automotive. BriggsCars.com.
Winner gets a new car. Right,
so I got
winner gets a new car.
I got the Lake Elbow Firecracker 5K started 7 a.m. from 8:30 a.m. to 9. I got sign up for youth fishing derby at the clubhouse with Harold Brooks. 9 a.m. fishing derby begins. 11 a.m. fishing derby ends. Award prize clubhouse. I can consolidate those two and make 9 to 11. 12 p.m. 4th of July patriotic parade with the golf carts and the motorcycles and whatever else. Do we have anybody kind of running that? That was the one question I had.
What's the path?
I'm sorry?
What's the path?
The path? Oh, I think they always start at the club at the flagpole and they go across the dam. And I don't know. I'm looking for somebody to run it. We usually just have somebody show up and lead it. I wonder if they're going to bring Wilma out. Oh, super. So we're going to call that wellness parade.
She'll
be the lead. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but Wilma Brooks, Grand Marshal.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Oh, she's in charge.
Tell her to get it organized.
Who is this? 12:30 Pink Flamingo Race. We're all set there. 1 p.m. Frog Race at the clubhouse. 1:30 to 2 p.m. draw for bucket pong, 2 p.m. bucket pong, which will probably be from 2 to like maybe close to 5, 4:30-ish. 5 o'clock is a cardboard boat races at the beach with the Pishneys. 6 to 10, band, petty cash, tennis court, all are welcome. And then 10 o'clock, fireworks. Okay? Did I miss anything?
It's a full day.
It's a full day. It really is. Russ.
Back it up just a little bit. I want a committee. On the update of the Looper,
we don't need to do anything before the 4th, right? Yeah. I can add that to next Monday meeting's agenda and history book update. Okay.
You want this for the menu?
July.
Because whatever he gives me, I'll publish. I'll put some stuff
like that.
Does he may have this electronic, like, they email it to you? Or?
No, it's my copy.
I bet you, what's his name, Scott?
Hey, Russ, do you have this menu and food truck deal electronic, like a PDF or
Word?
You email it to me if you would, so I can adjust it. Yeah, she gave me the notes here.
The football stadium on the right hand side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, doing it like a post, just make sure everybody sees everything.
He manages a bunch of places.
Thank you, guys. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep, definitely.
T-shirts look good. Everybody I've talked to likes them. They did a good job.
Nah.
Moving on.
You're pushing.
Your time's up, Russ.
You're done.
Your time's up, Russ.
You're done.
So we got everything on the committee. We got the activity. One thing I want, has anybody talked to McMillan's? The one meeting they were talking about that I offered a snow fence. They do want that. Okay, we're gonna go buy some more snow fence because we're gonna need more for the fireworks, and we'll need it there. So we'll make sure we get that taken care of.
So are you saying we need to buy the snow fence?
We use the snow fence all over the place.
We use the snow fence for.
We have the snow fence.
We've already used all our snow fence.
The lake's gonna have to buy more snow fence.
I just have a question. We're doing the band up there on the tennis court, which is Lake Elbow property, right?
Yep.
So I personally feel, and I think there might be some other people, I don't think we really need a fence.
We've got to buy snow fence for the fireworks deal anyway, and we're just trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, because if you do that, then they're going to be upset, and
we're just trying to keep everybody from peeing in their bushes.
I didn't think it was a very big ask.
Well, we're going to have cost parties, porta potties.
That doesn't stop a lot of.
I kind of went up there and nobody got in their yard, and we had a band, and we partied all night, and there were no issues there.
I understand, and I kind of agree. We're just trying to keep everybody. We're just trying to appease everybody. We really are.
The snow fence is cheap.
Yeah, it's not.
It will get used.
To keep peace.
All right. And the schedule, we're done. So we're really, I think we're pretty well ready. Just make sure I get everything posted right. And if somebody needs something posted or doesn't see something posted, please let me know so I don't miss the ball. But I'll make sure I try to get all this stuff posted over the next couple of weeks.
Motion for adjournment.
Yeah, I got it.
No, wait a minute. No. Ask for more business. He's in a hurry.
Frank?
What? I need more work.
No, I just have a question on the rules and regulations. I'm going to try to follow in.
Okay.
Justin's going to be moving back in July. He doesn't follow in. He's 30, so he follows in. If relatives not covered on the above, as a housekeeper, medical caregiver, residence lake, I have to pay an additional. Do I pay the $100 or do I pay $50? And then
it's one. First one is it's $100 one time deal.
So I just.
It's not annual. I don't believe.
No, I thought it was annual.
It's annual.
It's annual. It's annual.
It's annual. That's what I'm asking.
Anybody over 25.
Over 25. It's annual.
It's annual.
You are correct because they're over 25.
Over 25.
It's 26.
So he's going to move in. Don't know if he's going to be here 6 months. It could be a year. And. Do I pay?
It's not a prorated amount.
It's not a pro. So I just pay $100. So I'll pay you $100 tonight, and then you need to. I'll let you know in January.
I'll accept.
I'm following.
Isn't there a form? Isn't there a?
No, I never. I did the first year we had here, and I paid the additional. But I just wanted to make sure if I had paid $100, if it's for.
We have any other.
So are you the only one following that rule, or is there
pretty much
anybody else following that rule?
I don't like this rule at all. I think please don't pay it until we discuss
it. No, because it's in the rules. It's in the rules. And it's this year, so it's rules.
It is a good rule.
It's
a good rule.
I agree.
Any rule where people are breaking it all the time is probably not a good rule.
Well,
I'm.
Well, have we been billing people accordingly?
I'm following the rules. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think we've had, I don't think we've policed it. I don't think we've really had anybody police it. In the past, it was for.
Throw this out there, when Christie moved in with Jimmy and Nancy.
They paid. Yep.
And that's the way it should be.
So.
Rules are rules.
Anybody over 25 in a household.
And we've had.
Has to pay the $100.
Cases where mother-in-laws or elderly.
Well, I understand this, if they're caregivers, I can understand.
It still says caregivers.
It doesn't say caregiver.
It's the rule.
It's the rule.
Okay, I'll beat you this time. I make a motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Are we good? Anybody have anything else?
Anybody else got anything else? We already quit for the night.
Thank you.
I'll even second it.
All right. I think Corey was just waving higher than that.
Good meeting.
What?
Hour. 10 minutes.